there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Jewish communities are preparing to celebrate Martin Luther King Day this year with a particular focus on promoting Judaism's relationship with social justice, the African American community, and also to organize volunteering events around the commemorative day. Events identified to take place at this time are Repair the World, a national Jewish volunteer movement framed around the pursuit of justice. Temple Emmanuel will be celebrating an interfaith Kabbalat Shabbat today. Congregation Bet Elohim in Park Slope will host an MLK Kabbalat Shabbat featuring testimonies from four participants of the congregation's adult civil rights group. Cinemata's annual film festival will present three films in honor of Martin Luther King Day. The Marlene Mayerson JCC Manhattan will stage Warriors Don't Cry, and the UJA Federation of New York will host In Service of All, an afternoon of MLK Learning, which is a virtual event on Sunday. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, an independent report has concluded that the National Union of Students failed in its legal duty to protect Jewish students from harassment during a 17-year period. The damning report concludes that the NUS has encouraged a hostile environment towards Jewish students and has committed key breaches of the Equality Act of 2010. It also notes an occasion when the NUS ignored a Jewish student complaint claiming that a student leader had called for a final solution on Jewish representation of the body's anti-racism, anti-fascism committee at a meeting. Responding to the report's findings, Joel Rosen, the president of the Union of Jewish Students, said that the report details how NUS has failed generations of Jewish students, adding that it is now imperative that the report is placed into meaningful and immediate action, with a need to see fundamental changes within NUS's culture. Italy's education ministry has announced that it will be introducing education plans to prevent anti-Semitism in schools. The Minister of Education, Merit Giuseppe Valditara, has signed a letter of intent with the Union of Italian Jewish Communities, which the Italian Ministry of Education says ratifies the collaboration to promote initiatives in Italian schools to combat anti-Semitism. In his speech, Valditara said that, quote, "The Holocaust was caused not only by the Germans, but by all those who were accomplices, including some Italians." He added that this year marks the 75th anniversary of the Constitution, which is an opportunity to remember that the Charter puts the human person first, at whose service the state places itself, acting as a beacon which must light the way to prevent these tragedies from ever happening again. Also present at the signing ceremony was Ariel Finzi, the chief rabbi of Turin. A group of U.S. senators are visiting the Abraham Accords countries of Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco for talks on how to further integrate Israel into the region. One of the delegation's leaders, Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen, says that they are looking forward to meeting with senior government and business leaders to determine how to strengthen relations resulting from the Accords and to extend them to other countries. The congressional delegation visit began days after the latest gathering of the Negev Forum, which is an expanded group of Abraham Accords countries, which also includes the United States and Egypt, during which the United Arab Emirates hosted the first meetings of six working groups established to promote joint projects in the fields of regional security, education and tolerance, water and food security, tourism and energy. And let's now look back on what made headlines this week. Doron Almog, the chairman of the Jewish Agency, which connects diaspora Jews to Israel, outlined the organization's objectives of uniting people, immigration, and social issues regarding Israel. Abraham Accords signatory, the United Arab Emirates, intends introducing Holocaust studies into its national school curriculum. Five specialists from the Sheba Medical Center in Israel launch a humanitarian mission to Iloran in Nigeria. A leading Australian Jewish organization is urging the winners of an auction of Nazi memorabilia to donate the items to the Sydney Jewish Museum. And according to the latest Social Security statistics, following 6 years of a downward spiral, poverty levels in Israel have risen by 0.8%. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.